But the disciples, along with most of the people of that time, had a wrong notion about what the Messiah would do. That's why Jesus told the disciples not to publicize the fact that he was the Messiah. The more people found that out, the more they would try to make Jesus their king. They had the idea that Jesus would gather an army, drive out the Romans, establish Jerusalem as his capital city, and rule over a world empire. The last thing Jesus wanted was for people to believe in him as a political Messiah. He wanted them to believe in him as a Messiah who would suffer and die for their sin and rise victorious from the dead. Being in a relationship to Jesus is having faith in him as the one who suffered and died for sin. Such faith presupposes recognition of sin. If we don't see our sin as something serious, as something for which we really need help, we'll not see the need of a Savior from sin. We all know that when we break God's commandments, not only in deeds, but in words and thoughts, we sin. When we fail to do what God has commanded us to do, we sin. But we don't always realize the depth of the evil within us. There isn't a single crime in the annals of human evil that you and I are not capable of committing, given the right circumstances and the proper temptation. Jeremiah reminds us that the human heart is deceitful above all things and desperately corrupt. Who can understand it? We can't make up for our sins by trying to do more good things than bad. We can't escape the consequences of our sins by doing penance for them. There is nothing we can do. But God did something about our sins. He sent Jesus to die for them. Our sins made it necessary for Jesus to go to the cross and to suffer terribly. Our sins were the cause of Christ's anguish. Do you see the seriousness of sin? Being in a relationship with Jesus is having faith in him as the one who had to suffer and die for our sins so that we might have forgiveness. For a long time, Luther struggled to find peace with God. One day, his old friend David Staupitz called Luther's attention to the statement in the third article of the Apostles' Creed, "I believe in the forgiveness of sins." Luther quickly responded, "I believe it." But old Staupitz saw the problem. "Yes, I know you believe in forgiveness for David and for Peter. But God wants more. He wants you to believe in the forgiveness of your sins." To be in a relationship with Jesus is to have faith in him as the one who suffered and died and rose again for my sins, to bring about my forgiveness and acceptance with God. We have such faith in Jesus Christ because Jesus, by his Holy Spirit, has worked it in us. When we believe in Jesus, we'll be committed to Jesus. In other words, we'll want to be loyal to Jesus and to do what he desires. In our text, Jesus speaks of commitment when he says, "If any man would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me." Some time ago, the newspapers carried a story about a businessman in Paris who sued a Greek shipowner over a broken contract. The shipowner had signed the contract in disappearing ink, When the ink faded away, he no longer kept the contract. Our commitment to Jesus is sometimes like that. We profess our faith in him loudly and clearly. We promise loyalty to him. We feel good about it in the emotional warmth of the moment. But when the ink fades, the thrill dies out. So does our commitment. Why? Why does our commitment waver? Because being committed to Jesus requires carrying a cross. And a cross is never pleasant. It wasn't for Jesus, and it isn't for us. Have you ever been made to feel uncomfortable because you're a Christian? Have you ever been ridiculed because of your faith in Christ? Have you ever been threatened with the loss of income, position, or friends because you wanted to do what you knew was right? That was a cross. We sometimes grumble under the cross. We don't want to take it up daily. Our commitment wavers because the cross is tough to bear. Our commitment wavers also because we have to deny ourselves. Jesus is talking about denying the sinful self. That too is hard to do. Let me give you a couple of examples. You're about to take an exam, the grade of which will count heavily in the final course grade. But you're not as well prepared as you ought to be. The thought flits through your mind, a few key answers on a piece of paper in the palm of my hand, some furtive glances at my neighbor's paper across the aisle. No one would know. Let's say someone treats you shabbily, twists the truth, says nasty things about you. Your first reaction is to get even. But how? Sharp words, mean looks, the cold shoulder. Revenge would be so sweet. There's a battle going on, isn't there? Paul found that out. Oh, wretched man that I am, he cried, who will deliver me from this body of death, this endless struggle with the power of evil within? The good that I would, I do not. And the evil I would not is what I do. We've all slipped at times. Let's never regard those slips lightly. If we keep on giving in time and time again and begin enjoying sin, our faith will eventually die. Jesus warns us, he who saves his life will lose it. But he also says, he who loses his life for my sake will save it. There's another side. Despite our defeats, we can come out winners. Jesus in our baptism put new life in us. He wants that new life to take control. He's promised to strengthen that life in us through his word and through his sacraments. There's a part of us that loves God, adores Christ, and delights to do his will. We're not going to achieve perfection here, but with Christ's own life in us and his power supporting us, we're going to make progress. We're going to do a better job of denying our sinful self and letting that new self keep control. So difficult as it sometimes seems,
our commitment to Jesus can grow. To be in a relationship with Jesus is to have faith that Jesus gives and commitment that Jesus strengthens. Nothing superficial about this relationship. It makes for purposeful living here and a full-orbed life hereafter. Jesus, increase our faith, deepen our commitment. Amen. And the peace of God that passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.